new, 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 it's all new, new, it's all new, a new track, a new track, a new track, boo. There's no case too hard, no case too tough, for the bear detectives and their hound dog snuff. Let's try that again.
Without being ridiculous.
There's no case too hard, no case too tough, for the bear detectives and their hound dog snuff. Let's try that again. Let's do that one more time for serious. For serious now. Here we go. There's no case too hard, no case too tough, for the bear detectives and their hound dog snuff. Even, I still feel insincere doing it. I still feel like I don't mean it, but that's okay, because it doesn't matter. It's not very good. Let's begin the show, shall we? And welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and today we have a bad book. It's called The Berenstain Bears and the Missing Honey by Stan and Jan Berenstain from 1987. It's Minnesota, and it's hot, so I have the window open, and there's wind blowing in case you hear it. I'm in the kitchen, and I'm not downstairs like I usually am because I have laundry going, and the baby is upstairs watching the Powerpuff Girls. And she was like, can I try a new show I've never seen? Can I watch Powerpuff Girls while you record Deep in Bear Country? And I said, yeah, we'll see if it's on Netflix. And it's on Netflix. And I said, she was like, I hope it's good. And I was like, oh, I think you'll like it. Powerpuff Girls is a very good show. And she's like, you've seen it? You've seen it? And it I was like, oh, right. Because her friends have been telling her about it at school. But they are referring to, I guess, the new version of the show. So she's going to be educated on it, the old version of the show, and she's going to go back to school about talk about it and drop some knowledge, drop some serious knowledge, which is what we're all about here. The Berenstain Bears and the Missing Honey is a detective story, and detectives are all about knowledge. This is a terrible book. It's not the worst book I've ever read in my life, but it's okay. That's really unfair. This is a throwaway book. It's a throwaway book by Stan and Jan. It's 1987. They have other things on their mind. It's a first-time reader book. It's really simply written. Very funny, though, the end pages, which are... Everything's very sketchily drawn. Like, it seems hastily drawn. The end pages, front end pages, Papa Bear is holding a jar of honey and looking at it. He's staring at it. And in the background is the treehouse. Mama Bear standing there. But because the background is drawn almost entirely in blue silhouette, it looks like Papa Bear is being framed by a mushroom cloud. It looks like the bear's cubs are running through the woods away from the mushroom cloud, and that Papa Bear is doomed to be a permanent silhouette on the wall in Bear Country. How does it begin? Well, it begins with Papa Bear's, Papa's blackberry honey is not in the jar. Whoever took it cannot have gone far. We'll find it, Papa, Sister Bear said, then Cousin Bear, then Brother Bear whistled for Cousin Fred. You go, if you're holding a computer right now, or looking at a computer right now, go to my page. Go to berenstainbearcast.wordpress.com and click on this story because I'm going to have a picture of Brother Bear in it because he looks hilarious. You ever whistle with two fingers in your mouth? Does it look like this? Do your eyes go completely crossed when you do it? I hope so because otherwise there's something wrong with this picture. Cousin Bear, Cousin Fred Cabear, Cousin Fred comes sniffing with a sniffer hound, Snuff. And we've met Snuff before. He looks ridiculous. In this picture, everything about this book looks terrible. What is a hound dog? We hear Snuff referred to as a hound dog. A hound dog is a dog that hounds, which means it relentlessly pursues its goal. So it's not like a particular breed. Like there's all kinds of hound dogs. They're basically just dogs that are trained to track, trained to trail, trained to track, trail. And hound dog Snuff is hot on the tail. Now, this book is not well written either. It's all in rhyme because it's first time reader, and it looks like I'm gonna guess that it was sketched by Stan and Jan, but it wasn't. It does not look like it was. I'm not gonna say it doesn't look like it was drawn by them. It looks hastily done. Some of the characters look way off model. It looks quickly done. not poorly done. Stan and Jan can't do a poor job because none of these books look terrible, but this one is not up to scratch. All the backgrounds look very faded and not well done. So they start looking. Where's that blackberry honey, y'all? Here are some clues, some fur, some wax, and a bit of yellow, red, and a bit of cloth. Well, listen to this rhyme. Here's how the rhyme is structured. So when you're writing a poem, here's how to write a poem. Pick two words that rhyme. Bat and... pick two words that rhyme. Plate and great. So here's how you write a poem. Please put some food upon my plate. That is wonderful. I am very happy that you did that. And there's so much great, wonderful food that I would have to say, if you were to ask me, that it looks great. That's how you write a poem. You find two words that rhyme, and then you can separate them with whatever, and that's a rhyme. That's work. That's a poem. So listen to this one that the Berenstains came up with. Here are some clues they found. Some fur, some wax, and a bit of cloth that was red and yellow. Great, said Papa. These clues will help us find the fellow. Wait, I messed that up. Here's how the poem goes. The bear detectives looked all around. Here are some of the clues they found. Some fur, some wax, and a bit of cloth that was red and yellow. Great, said Papa. Those clues will help us find the fellow. There's no, like, I can't figure out this anyway. So Mama Bear says, yo, let's ask this owl what happened. You know the owl, everyone's favorite character from deep in bear country, the owl. But Papa says, no, we'll follow Snuff's nose. He smells blackberries, but it just leads him to Bear Town, where there's a perfume shop that sells blackberry perfume. And then Papa's like, look, a butcher and a baker and a candlestick maker stores, a butchery. A bakery and a candle stickery. I bet this wax came from a candle. So obviously the thief lives in a candle store. I don't know. So they go in and the door's unlocked, but the owner is gone and they knock over all the candles. Then Snuff smells something. And Brother Bear's like, look, it's a shirt that matches the bit of cloth you found. And Papa Bear's like, we found the culprit. And Brother Bear's like, no, that's a woman's shirt, and you said the culprit was a man. And he's like, I will arrest my own mother if it fits. And lo and behold, it is his own mother. And here's where things get a little weird. Because what is Grizzly Gran doing this close to Bear Town when we just saw her in another house, in a different house than this one, in Berenstain Bears Week at Grandma's? We don't know. It doesn't make any sense. So, it's, okay, so, Papa Bear said, I will arrest anyone. I will kill a man if it matches this scrap of cloth. If it matches the scrap of cloth, he's like, I will arrest my own mother. It is his own mother, and then he walks away. It could still be her, Papa Bear. Your mother could have come to your house and eaten your honey. It could have happened. He is irresponsible, is all I'm saying. He's an irresponsible man. And so they leave without following up. And no honey, in spite of a clue. Snuff had sniffed Gran's blackberry stew. She was cooking blackberries. They're so sad. And then Snuff is like, hey, I smell something. And he runs inside the treehouse and into Papa Bear's room. And he pulls Papa Bear's pajamas out of the drawer. And they match the scrap of fabric the Papa found. And then, what? How did this happen? The piece fits. It's doesn't make any sense. And then the owl from beginning. Remember? What's great about this book is it perfectly sets up. So what they did is they dropped a... It's foreshadowing. In the beginning, Mama was like, do you want to talk to this owl? And Papa was like, nope. That's called foreshadowing. That is called how you know a story is going to go one way in the past.
if you read a book and then you read it again, and you'll find a foreshadowing. So if you read this book again, you would read the part with the owl, and then you would go, I bet that owl comes into play later. And you'd be right, because here's the owl, and he talks beautifully. He has this voice, and he's like, I saw Papa Bear. I saw the whole thing. I saw him. He slept, walked, like in the night, and his fur got stuck on a branch, and his cloth got ripped on a door. And I saw him eat all the honey, and then he dripped candle wax. I wouldn't want to wake him up. And Papa Bear's like, I just walking in my sleep. Do you buy it? Do you buy it? Do you believe me? And the boys and the bears are so excited. And Papa's like, I am an innocent man. And Freddy looks at the audience, the crowd, the reader, and he says, hey, we did it. So what did we learn?
Well, this book is not good. It is nothing. We learned nothing about anything. What happened was, Brother went to sleep. Okay, Brother Bear had a dream, and this is it. Where are we? It's the Dreamlands. This is the Dreamland song. This is the Dreamland song. I just made it up. I made it up for my show. This is the Dreamlands. And Brother Bear is dreaming. How do we know it? Because nothing makes sense. You cannot clean out an entire jar of honey without getting messy somewhere. You can't lick jars of honey in your sleep and not wake up with honey on your face. Clue number one. Clue number two, who is Snuff? Snuff doesn't exist outside of Brother Bear's dreams. We know this because he's a dog. Clue number three. The butcher and the baker and the candlestick maker are from a rhyme, from a children's rhyme, a children's story rhyme called Rub-a-Dub-Dub. And Rub-a-Dub-Dub, three men in a tub. Who do they think they are? The butcher and the baker and the candlestick maker. Look around and see the stars, is how it goes. And Brother Bear's a child in his mind, in his head. He's a child. And so he's like, I love the butcher and the baker and the candlestick maker song. Ah, I think about it all the time. And when I go to sleep at night, it's the last thing I'm thinking of. Butcher and baker. And so he dreams about it. And because that's not a real thing. Those jobs aren't real. No one's ever, those aren't stores he would see in real life in Beartown. Plus, if you own a business and you go away for the day, lock your doors. The candle man didn't lock his door. That I don't believe it. So, butcher, baker, candlestick man. And also, we know that Grizzly Gran lives far away in another house. Far away. She lives far away in another house. And what? She's just there in another house? Nope. This is a dream. She doesn't live alone either, and she's not a witch. This is a witch who lives alone. What? Okay, so in his mind, Brother Bear's like, I love Gran. Last time we visited, I didn't get to talk to her much. Also, I think she's a witch. In my dreams, that's what she is. And then, Papa doesn't wear pajamas like that. Clue number eight. So, what is the significance of this? Now, in the past, the Dreamlands have been a way of Brother Bear exploring his anxieties and what it means to grow up and what it means to be a great guy and a Brother Bear. Not this time. You see, in his recently times, Brother Bear has become staid and boring. And that's what this book is really about. Retreading past adventures. Papa Bear's not even buffoon. He is just a honey eater. Brother Bear's frips of fantasy are no longer trips to the fantasy world. They are Brother Bear just thinking about things in his life, just talking. And I have nothing else to say. This book is nothing. I mean, okay, wow, that's really mean. What if Stan and Jan
made this book and it was like their favorite book, then I'd feel really bad. So look, it did okay. They tried really hard to make a good detective story. Here's some detective stories you may want to read.
Encyclopedia Brown, and the one where Bugs Meany was like, I have a performing lobster, and it was dead all the time because it was red. Or Cam Jansen. Those are good series. She's a little girl with a photographic memory. Or A Wrinkle in Time. Where are the kids? In Christian space. Christian, like in a Christian version of space. On planet God. So, those are good mysteries if you want good mysteries. Bad mysteries are this one. It's not well drawn. It's not badly drawn. Oh, I love Stan and Jan Berenstain. It's not badly drawn, but it's not dedicatedly drawn. It's not drawn like someone who's like, boy, do I love drawing these bears. It's drawn like someone said, I have to draw some bears. I have to draw some bears. And they did. So if you were like, what should I spend my dollar on? Should I spend it on the Berenstain Bears and the Missing Honey? Or should I save it and put it together with several more dollars and buy something else, like a comb or a pair of sunglasses or a bottle of fine oils? Then yes to all those. Maybe don't buy this one unless you're a completist. I forgot that I had even ever read it until I read it today. And then I was sad because I was going to have to talk about it. I love doing this show, but I did not love reading this book. So The Berenstain Bears and The Missing Honey gets a solid out of 10 from me. Thank you so much for listening. It was great, but I'm bored. And this was not a good episode. This was a fill episode. But man, oh man, will I be coming back with some more other ones. We've got some great books coming up. 87, there's some hot diggity business coming up. We've got, oh boy, The Berenstain Bears and The Bad Dream coming up at some point. We've got The Berenstain Bears and The New Neighbors coming up soon. We've got a whole bunch of mini story books. We've got a whole bunch of crazy, wacky inventions from the 80s that read you books. There's some nuts stuff. This one, not so much. Not even very nuts. Even for a Dreamland book. No old monsters in this book. Just some mysteries and bisteries. Where can you find me? Well, I'm in my house. But that's not what you meant. You meant, where can I find you on the computer? You can find me on the computer at berenstainbearcast@.wordpress.com or on Twitter at bstainbearcast. Or you can go to iTunes and say, that episode wasn't so good, but I like all the other ones. You can go there. You can also write to me and say, Philip Gonzalez, what is wrong with you? You can write to me at Gmail, berenstainbearcast@gmail.com. I promise that all the other episodes are going to be better than this one, because what a book. What a book. Plus, we have some really weird stories coming up. Something about a catfish, I think. I don't know. I don't know anything about the Berenstain Bears, but I love them. So join me next week for Berenstain Bears Deep in Bear Country.